You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Study base.
You know, for to be mezakeh somebody, you don't even need a rive of one. You don't need a rive of one. You don't need a rive of one. I don't know why it says you need a rive of one.
You mean because a stalemate goes his way?
Yeah, stalemate is zakeh.
But there's a major nafkamina. Nafkamina is, let's say I have a reason lachuv.
Yeah.
So we didn't have fashas. If they came out zakai, they can't go back and mechayev him, correct?
Yeah.
But lachor, if it's split, and they want to be mechayev him, they can be mechayev him.
Double jeopardy, like a double jeopardy.
There's a general thing that you learn, you learn from psukim, that by getting a fashas, once they've said zakai, even if he's right, and he runs out of and he's out of bezdin, they can't bring him back to be mechayev him. The other way around, if they're mechayev him and they find out that he's mezakeh him, you can bring him back. You know that, like a famous scene, the guys in the gallows, he's
chasing,
right?
They're chasing him, right?
Yeah.
He found it.
But I think if it's 50-50, there's no din of he's zakai. Okay, Reish Tzadi Aleph we do not have, correct?
Correct.
So I'll just refresh your collective memories for a moment. There's a halacha that in order to be mechayev somebody by a bezin of 23, a simple majority of 12 to 11 is insufficient. I need a majority of 2, which would mean in a bezin of 23, right, within the fashas, which would mean that I need to be mechayev somebody 13 to 10. So the Minchas Chinuch wants to know, and the Chinuch calls that Aruba de Minkar. The Chinuch himself says, meaning by Dina Nefashos, I need a Ruba de Minkar. That's how he understands it. So the Minchas Chinuch asks for Malkus. Malkus, and the Gemara ends up saying, in the Mishnah, when Beis Amin Alvus Sanhedrin says, Malkus, a Bezin of 3 is sufficient. So he asks, how could you ever mechayev somebody Malkus? Malkus, the Gemara says, is like Dina Nefashos. The most I can have by a Bezin in 3 in order to mechayev by Malkus is 2 to 1. I mean, you could have a unanimous decision 3-0, but you could also be mechayev Malkus 2-1. So how can you ever be mechayev Malkus 2-1? It's only a rov of 1, which we know by Din and Nefashos is not sufficient. By Din and Nefashos, 12-11 is not sufficient.
Unanimous isn't sufficient either, right?
What?
Unanimous isn't good either, Lesser.
Right.
You have to have 2-1.
Right.
And Malkus, 2-1, you need also unanimous?
Yeah, it's like
no, but Din Nefashos unanimous, you throw it out.
Yeah, but what about Malkus?
I don't know, it's an interesting question, I'm not sure.
I don't think so, I never heard of such a thing. That's hard to say. Yeah, I don't know, yeah.
But he does bring down here, the Lechora, Kevin, the Mavubar, Shat Sanhedrin, Yudam and Alf, the Malkus, B'mokam Miso Medes. The Gemara says, Malkus, B'mokam Miso Medes. V'chein Kassel Rambam, the Rambam also writes that. In Hilchos Sanhedrin, Perkei Av Halacha Dalet, the Chol Hadvorim Shebedinei Nefashos. Everything that's true by Dinei Nefashos, Nogim Gam B'Malkus. Chutz, except for that one detail of Shloshim Dayanim, as opposed to 23. So how could you ever be? How could you be Mechayev with a majority? All you have by Malkus would ever be 2-1. It's not enough. So the Minchas Chinuch wants to say as far, 2-1 is as good as 13-10. Because even though I only have a rov of 1, I only have a rov of 2-1. Statistically, it's double the amount, correct? I have 100% more people being mechayev than I have being mezakeh. So he says that's a ruba de minkar. He wants to postulate 2-1 is as good as 13-10. Which is interesting because you have a problem, like we said. Because the same way you're being mezakeh 2-1, the same way you're being mechayev 2-1, which is against the drasha. Because how do we know that 12-11 will not work by a bezdin of 23? Because there's a pasuk that says, what's the pasuk again? Achrei Rav
Lantos. Osiya Achrei Rav.
Right, thank you. I can Osiya Achrei Rav Lerois, Achrei Rav Lahatos. So the Mishnah says, how can you be Mekayim both? Don't go after the majority Lerois, but Achrei Rav Lahatos, go after the majority. So the Mishnah says, Lo Yehei Hetiyoscha Lerak Hetiyoscha Toiva. Your leaning towards the majority for good should not be exactly like the leaning for the majority for the bad. So they learn that you can convict with one, but you can acquit with one, with a majority of one, but you cannot convict with a majority of one. So the question is, by Malkus, even if you're going to say two Chayev and one Zakai, is as great statistically a majority as, let's say, 13 versus 10? Because 13 versus 10 is only a 30% increase. Not, you know, yeah, 30% increase. Well, two versus one is 100% increase, right? Double the amount of people Mechayev versus Zakai. Nevertheless, the same way you're Mazaka 2-1 is the same way you're Mechayev 2-1. That's the problem we had with the Minchas Chinuch. But nevertheless, the Minchas Chinuch says, Ayin Sfora Kazu. Now take a look at Reish Tzadi Beis. But Talmidei Rabbeinu Yoni says there's a similar Sfora to what he's advancing. That 2-1 is not a simple majority of one, but you view it statistically and relatively as twice the amount. Because there's a similar Sfora, he says, Talmidei Rabbeinu Yoni in Perek Shlosha Sha'achlu. The Shlosha Sha'achlu, when there were three people who ate, Shnayim achlu pas, two ate pas ve'echad yerek, and one ate a vegetable. Mitzarif, they can make a mezuman. Dehave ruba deminkar. Because Rabbeinu Yonah says that's a ruba deminkar. But shisha achlu pas, ve'arba achlu yerek, af dehavu shnayim yoiser, kevin de lohavi shnei chalakim yoser, lohavi rov gomer. Ve'achan nami, ve'achan nami. Ubedinei nefashas gzeres hakas of the shnayim yosra hochin lachayv. Ubedinei malkas, the gzer hakas of the sagi b'shlosha. Shnayim lachov have a ruba deminka. So that's more like it's a gzeres hakas of. I mean, the Torah says three by malkas. So it's three by malkas, two versus one would be sufficient. So he says there's a similar svar by dinei b'kas hamazon.
A ruba deminka.
That two and one, meaning two ate pas, one ate yerek, the halacha is that it's enough for a mezumin. Well, 6 8 pas and 4 8 yerek is not enough. You need 7 versus 3. So you see from there, similarly, that even though there's an absolute number of two more by 2 6 versus 4, two more, statistically, even though it's 2 versus 4, 6 versus 4, which is two more absolutely, like by 2 versus 1, where there's one more absolutely. So you say, if by 3, I absolutely have one more than that eight pas versus Yerek, 2 versus 1, that's sufficient. Why not say that 6 versus 4 is also sufficient? Because there it's not just one more than eight pas, it's two more. Because the answer is, even though in absolute numbers you have 2 versus 1, in relative numbers I have 6 versus 4, which is only 50% more, as opposed to 2 versus 1, which is 100% more.
His whole kasha to begin with is predicated on this concept that Malkus b'Malkum Miso Medes. But you see that regarding numbers of Dayanim and counting it, it doesn't look like the Torah says 23 for the kashas and 3 for Malkus. Why does kasha like this? Malkus b'Malkum Miso Medes, how can I say that 23 for the kashas and 3 for Malkus? It should be the same. We don't have such a thing. So you see that regarding numbers of Dayanim and all that, that whole principle doesn't affect that.
See, but he's based on the fact that the Ram brings down that Malkus has all the dinim of dinim nefashos.
Well, it doesn't have 23 versus 3.
Only the number, but maybe the procedures have to be the same.
It doesn't have only the number. It doesn't have kulo chayovin number.
I don't know. I don't know what it has.
It doesn't have that. I don't think it has that. By the way, I can have a logical thing to show you that it can't be that the Ram doesn't win. Because once I know that you only need 3 to clear the puzzle, and once assuming that it's right that 3 versus 0 is still higher.
There's only one way to be.
There's only one way you can be. Then 2-1 has to be okay. Also, so logically, I can infer it.
So at the end, he seems to say it's a gzeres hakasuv. At the end of the day, that's what it is.
Once
it's a gzeres hakasuv of 3.
Yeah, I know 3 versus 0 is good, so it has to be that 2 versus 1 is good too.
I don't think that's the halakha of 3 against 1.
I'm saying it just shows that Malkus b'Malkum Miso Medes doesn't.
Does he ever talk about 3 against 0? Does he ever talk about it?
No, he didn't.
He never talks about it. I don't know. I never saw it.
See, what really you have to see is that halakha. The halakha is the Malkus, the Malkus b'Malkum Miso Medes. V'chein gazur Ram kam perik yir halacha dalit. The chol hadvarim shebedinei nefashos nogim kam b'malkus. What does that mean? Chutz mishlosh dayanim. All the things by dinei nefashos are noig b'malkus. I'm not sure exactly how far that extends.
Maybe v'itzilo eida.
Mean you need 1-1? V'shavto eid v'itzilo eida, I need 1-1? Now the Minchas Chinuch is going to go into something very interesting based on the Chinuch, which is procedures in the Sanhedrin. That not don't necessarily have to do it row, but general procedures of the Sanhedrin. Because the Chinuch brings it down. So let's take a look at Ois Hei. We have Ois Hei.
Like Drisha V'Chakira, for example. It's still like there's Drisha V'Chakira, right? So you have to do Drisha V'Chakira at Malkus.
Yeah, you
also
do. Yeah, yeah.
So that, these dose chumers you have to do.
So do you have Hei in the Chinuch? You have it in the Chinuch on top? Shitzrichim gan kem elo ha'isim. Look in the chinuch. Shitzrichim gan kem elo ha'isim rov b'dinin nefashos liyos smuchim. He's bringing the halacha that you need smuchim by dinin nefashos. So we know the Gemara at the beginning of Sanhedrin discusses the concept of a samach versus a hedyat. A samach is somebody who has smicha ish mi pi ish from Moshe Rabbeinu, literally. Moshe Yoshua the Zakenim ish mi pi ish from Moshe Rabbeinu. Give smicha. Not like our smicha today, yori, yori, yadin, yadin, which basically any rav could give anybody. But it was a smicha mipi Moshe Rabbeinu. You had to have an uninterrupted line from you back to Moshe Rabbeinu for smicha. So by dinei nefashos, you cannot have dinei nefashos except that the people on the bezn are smuchin. V'ha smicha edus lahem. Now I don't know why the chinuch has to go off, but he tries to explain what smicha is. V'ha smicha edus lahem. And smicha is a testimony. Shem chachamim unavainim ushlemim. Shiruyin lasas called davar al yadam. Lo namis anashim al pi anashim chasrei chachma pen yitu bedin. Ulamisa ain't hashlumim. So like, I don't know why he's going off on this. Like, he's explaining why you need smuchim.
Explaining these capital punishment. All the arguments about capital punishment, how severe it is. Ulamisa ain't hashlumim. That's the main argument against capital punishment.
He'll finish the paragraph. Ushibadine nefashos hamalamdim zuchos ein chozrum malamdim choiva. Which is not 100% true, we'll see. But he says, in dine nefashos, someone who starts off with zuchos to go ahead and say positive things to acquit the accused, ein chozrum can't go back on malamdim choiva. Ubadine mamonos ein okay, which is not true by dine mamonos. By dinei nefashos, the first argument always has to start with zakai, to acquit. Therefore, whoever starts the argument by definition cannot be part of the group that tries to convict. Ben Rav Ben Talmud. And everyone has to go ahead. Anyone can is able to go ahead and pipe in and say something for acquittal, whether it's the Rav or the Talmud. I'll explain in a minute. The Yasser Parateha and all of the details of how a Sanhedrin functions, Mevorim Besof Sanhedrin, are explained Besof Sanhedrin. Now, in terms of procedure, I'll just mention something that you must know that will shed light on what the Chinuch is saying. The Mishnah, I think, Lamed Vavim and Aleph, Lamed Zayin and Aleph, describes how they would set up a bezin of 23. Now it's interesting, we all know that the Lishkas Hagazis, there was a Sanhedrin of 71, they would sit b'chatzi ovel, they would sit in a semicircle. The truth is all Batei Dinim of 23 would sit in a semicircle. So it says a bezin of 23, which you could have in every city, that was a bezin for capital punishment. Right, so for capital punishment, let's say someone kills somebody in Haifa, there would be a bezin of 23 in every city. He would not go, of course, to the Sanhedrin HaGadol for capital punishment. You have a roitzeach. Reuven is accused of killing Shimon. They bring him to the bezin of Haifa. It says every bezin of every city that was done dinei nefashos, would be 23, and they would sit in a semicircle. Rashi explains there in Sanhedrin, why would they sit in a semicircle? So they should be able to see each other. And the reason they wouldn't sit in a straight line is the Edom had to approach and give testimony. So the only way that all the Dayanim could see the aid equally and be exposed to him was if they were in a semicircle. Now it says besides the semicircle of Dayanim, there was an audience. There was an audience of Talmidim, not court reporters or something. There were Talmidim that sat in three rows of 23. Now why were they there, the Talmidim? So the Mishnah explains the Talmidim were there in case you needed them. So for instance, the Talmidim were sitting there, and if someone died, one of the Dayanim died, they would go ahead and take the Talmud from the first row, and they would on the spot, they would give him smicha. Very interesting. It says, Mishnah is fascinating. The Mishnah says, Im tzorech lismoch yismachu. If he needed smicha, if he wasn't a musmach yet, they would take the guy and said, fine, you're invested with smicha, now go sit down. He would go now take the seat. It says each of these rows was there, I guess they weren't politically correct. Each of the rows, the people were seated in the order of their importance, or their perceived importance from the Sanhedrin. So Talmud number one would be, let's say here, and then you'd have the lesser Talmidim. Then the next row of 23 would be the same thing. Then it'd be the last row. So the Gemara describes what they would do. So the Gemara says what would happen is, if one of the Dayanim passed away, they would grab the top Talmud, and they say, you have smicha? If you have smicha, he'd sit. If you didn't have smicha, they would give him smicha on the spot. They would take him, they would sit him in the seat of that Dayan. Actually, they would not sit him in the seat of that Dayan. Because let's say the Dayan that passed away was number 10. This new guy who's coming on is not going to be number 10. He's going to be number 23. So he would take the seat of number 23 and they'd move everyone else over. And the same thing would happen with the Talmidim. Everyone would move over. Two would take one seat, etc., etc. And from each row they'd move up. So the last seat in row number 3 was now vacant. They would take someone from the general population who they thought was Roy, who they thought was fitting. They'd bring him on. He'd be the next, so to speak, person in the audience. So it says that when they're done, Dinei Nefashos, anyone can pipe up and say a schus. So he says, even a Talmidim, even one of the three rows can pop up and say, I have a reason to go ahead and... Can you pass the tissues, please? I have a reason to be Mezakeh. So he could pipe up. So if it's Dinei Nefashos, even the Talmidim could pop up. There's a very interesting machlokes in the Gemara over there in Lamed Zayin. Could one of the Edim go ahead and say something? In other words, one of the Edim gave testimony, and now one of the Edim wants to say something to Mezakeh the fellow. So can an aid go ahead and be Mezakeh? So it's a machlokes tanoim over there, in the limud of the psukim, whether an aid could pipe up and give a tzad zechus. But he doesn't bring that here. He just brings, sha'akol melamim zechus, ben rav ben talmud. Anyone can be melamim zechus, whether it's one of the dayanim or whether it's one of the talmidim sitting in the three rows. Now there's another time where you would add talmidim. Let's say there was a deadlock in the 23. 12 versus 11.
Ooh,
right? 12 versus 11. And they can't resolve it. Now 12 versus 11, Lazakos would be okay. You have 12 versus 11 Lechayev. What would they do? Well, let's say there are a few guys that could say any Odea. Let's say a few guys saying, I don't know. Three guys say any Odea and it's deadlock, 10-10 or whatever. They would take another two from the audience, say Yosifu Dayanim. They would add those Dayanim on to the 23. And they continue and continue and continue.
Why add two? Why not add one?
They would add two.
Ah, so they don't acquit him in that case. That's the question I was asking you before.
Right.
They don't acquit him.
You just add one and you have your...
You have to continue adding until you have a resolution.
Two, by definition. Why they have to add two? They just get into the same problem again if the two split.
They could. They keep adding two and two and two and two and two.
Why just add one? It's
best. It's
best.
In Bez and Shalom, you have to keep adding.
Yeah.
So you keep adding and adding and adding until 71 is the limit. Can't go over 71. Now it's very interesting. Your father-in-law asked me a very interesting question. The Gemara says the same thing by a Bezin of Shlosha. One guy says, Bezin of Shlosha, Dini Mamanos. One guy says, Chayev. One guy says, Zakai. The third guy says, Eni Yodea. So Allah is, what are you going to do, right? So it says, Yosiv Lecha, you add another two Dayanim. Another two Dayanim, etc. Where do you get those Dayanim from? That was his question. In other words, Dinei Nefashos, I understand where you get the Dayanim from. From the audience, right? Because immediately they could jump in, they've been listening to the case. But by Dinei Mamanos, where do you get those
other...
You start over the whole thing over?
Yeah.
Okay, fine. Interesting, I wasn't sure.
I think the reason they put the Talmidim is not only for the reason you told us, to train the next generation.
Could be, but I'm just relating the Mishnah, what the Mishnah says they did.
Both. I mean,
when the Chinuch says, does he really mean Malamdin or does he mean Gomer Hadin? I mean, once someone says just an argument,
so the Minchas Chinuch will discuss it. Minchas Chinuch will discuss that case, because that's, you're right, it's not true. Let's take a look at the Minchas Chinuch now, going on these procedural halachas.
He can change his mind at the end.
The Gabe Rov Bedinin Nefashos Strichim Lios Smuchim Nira Dahainu Lachov Ein Shomin Divrei HaTalmid. It's mashra from here that if someone in the audience of Talmidim gets up and says, I have a reason to be Mechayev, you're not Mechayev. Aval Zakois, but to be Mezakeh in Dinei Nefashos Vadai Afilu Talmidim Yichon Lezakois, right? Even a Talmud can get up and say Zakai. Im kein mitzarfen daitam l'rov l'zakais. O l'hachriya harov sh'omrim l'chov. Ve'en srichim smuchim v'zeh poshut. I'm not sure what he's saying. Im kein mitzarfen daitam l'rov l'zakais. Therefore, I can bring in one of the Talmidim to go ahead and be machriya for zechus. O l'hachriya harov sh'omrim l'chov. Why does he say ve'en srichim smuchim?
They tell me they don't have to be smuchim. Obviously,
that's strange, because if you look at the Gemara, the Mishnah says they give him smicha on the spot. But maybe that's only when he's replacing somebody.
Yeah, he's just making an argument, that's all.
But the catch is always
in the footnote. Yeah, let's look at the footnote.
He said he dresses on.
Came of war Bereshonim. Let's look at the footnote. Shal Talmud Hamazaka Oyla Laminyan. Umashma Sha'av Sha'eno Samuch Mitzorf Laminyan Hadayonim. Batosos Chachme Anglia Mavur Sha'af La'achasher Sirfuhu Loya Samuch. Barak Ba'ofen Shemosifin Bezdin Dayan Nosaf. Shur Shayla Lamid Chovat Sork Shia Dayan Samuch. Who's answering my question? Vieshe Chalku Alzev Venaktu Shemisha Eno Samuch Enem Mitzorf Laminyan Hatsan Hedrin. So this is a very interesting trivia question.
In my opinion.
What?
Yeah.
Because the Mishnah says Beferish. Mishnah says Beferish. Im tzorach dayan echa acher. The Mishnah says Yamod, he'll stand up v'yismachu, they'll give him smicha. So this footnote is saying, many Rishonim say the only time you need smicha for one of the Talmidim is only when you're adding him on as a necessary judge, not knowing what his verdict will be. Meaning the case scenario I told you, one of the judges passes away, or for some reason incapacitated. You need to replace him, you take the Talmidim. That's where he must be a Samuch. But in order to be Mezakeh him, but if he stands up and he wants to be Mezakeh, and he has a good Taina, you add him immediately to the Bezdin, and he doesn't have to be a Samuch. Which is a very interesting trivia question. When can it be that one of the Dayanim of Dinei Nefashos does not have to be a Samuch? So that would be if a Talmud stands up and he says, I have a reason to be Mezakeh.
So when he stands up and says, I have a reason to be Mezakeh, he becomes a Dayan?
That's what it appears.
You have 23. Okay, I understand a Talmud can jump up. I know something, I have an argument, consider this. But he's saying he becomes a Dayan?
Yeah, it doesn't make sense.
Moreover, but then you have a Bezdin Shuffle problem also, right?
Yeah.
If you have one guy standing up
there, you have the 23. Anyone who has an opinion starts now becoming a Dayan?
I don't understand that.
What does that mean?
I know it's a little strange. That's what he says, though, no?
Yeah,
it's strange.
V'lozakos afil talmidim yichon lozakos. Im kem mitzarfin daitam l'rov lozakos.
Because the clause of the hachriya harov sh'om l'chov, if you look at the note, it explains it. What does that mean? It means you have 13 versus 10 to be mechayev, and then two talmidim get up to be mezakeh. So now all of a sudden it's 13 to 12, and you can't be mechayev.
Right.
So it's like they become instantaneously because they have an opinion.
I'll tell you why. I think it's an interesting halacha. Because we do everything. If you look at those Gemaras, they do everything to be mezakeh. It's wild. You do everything to be mezakeh.
So you increase the number of
dayanim. Right. So in other words, the guy makes an argument. So dayanim can say, a very nice argument, but we spoke 13-10. Very nice argument, but 13-10,
have
right?
Another vote.
What?
Have another vote.
Okay, have another vote, 13-10. But you have two Talmidim in the audience saying, Zakai, right?
Yeah.
So you add those two on in order to ensure that you're not Mechayev. But it's interesting, the footnote says you add two on, correct?
Yeah. That's what it means.
But then it's not a bezin 23. It's a bezin of a variable number.
Yeah. If you're adding them to the bezin,
so you're going to ask them to vote. I know, but still, you're going to ask them to vote too.
No,
I mean, they have to raise their hand.
Right,
is that
they
it?
Have to initiate.
Why don't we just ask them? You have zakai? Are you zakai or not?
No, because you start off. Then you're starting off.
I mean, he has to come up with a novel argument that nobody talked about. We're not looking for his judgment.
We're not looking for his
new argument.
It's a new argument.
He makes a new argument. Now we count him as a vote. Yeah, it's a system, but it doesn't seem like the system that they set up in Bethesda.
What if he makes an argument? One of the dynam rejects the argument. So
he gets only one vote. This is a new vote. Another vote.
In common law, when there's a deadlock with the jury, you know, you have a mistrial. You don't add on jurors.
Here you keep adding on.
But we do have alternate jurors.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But you have Frank and Roosevelt who added on to the Supreme Court. He attacked the court with his own cronies.
Look at footnote 26 and 27. There's some different opinions over there. But the Minchas Chinuch seems to say a davar pashut. Someone jumps up, and what it means is that you're malamed schus with one of the Talmud. That means you add the Talmud in order to be helped be machriel the zakais. So it's interesting, if you learn the Gemara's there, Lamed Vav, Lamed Zayin, actually, these Gemara's are earlier. Lamed Vav, Lamed Zayin is the Mishnah I quoted to you that describes the procedure of the Bezin of 23. But earlier, Lamed Gimel, Lamed Dal, there's like two pages there that tells you all the things you do to be Mezaka versus to be Mechayev. It's unbelievable. They mamash go bend over backwards. To the extent even that if he made a mistake in Halacha, for instance, by Noef and Noefes. The Gemara says, do you ever have a case by Noef and Noefes that you don't bring back to be Mechayev? Meaning it says, once a guy has left Bezin, you don't bring him back to be Mechayev. There's one exception, the Gemara says. The Gemara says, if they made a mistake with a Pasuk, that even the Tzedukim mowed him bow. If they made a mistake with an often a Pasuk in the Chumash, that even the Tzedukim would agree, then if he left Zaka, you'd bring him back to be Mechayev. Because Kori Bei Rav, every kid knows that pasuk. You can't have a bezin letting a guy go off because they missed the pasuk that every kid knows. So then you bring him back. So the Gemara says, what about Noe for Noefes? Do you ever have a case by Noe for Noefes that you would say that you would not bring him back? Even every case of Noe for Noefes is beferish in the Torah. There are not that many drushes by Noe for Noefes. Meaning the Gemara assumes Noe for Noefes are not as intricate as Ritzicha. By Ritzicha, there are many cases where I'd say Ein Machzir Noso, because the mistake that we made to be Mezakeh him is not obvious to everyone, and people won't know, and it won't be an embarrassment. Therefore, let the guy go. So the Gemara says, by Noef and Noefes, there is a case we'd say Ein Machzirin. What would be the case? Noef and Noefes, but Bia Shalo Kedarka, the Gemara says. Which is interesting. They mamash made a mistake in Halacha. Meaning Dayanim said, and the Edim came, and all they had of proof was proof of Bia Shalo Kedarka, not Bia Kedarka. And the Bezin said, fine, you're not Chayav Misa, Noef and Noefes, or Bia Shalo Kedarka. So they let the guy go. They mamash made a mistake, and the guy goes. Then they're told that there's a drasha, Mishkave Isha, where it says two types of Mishkavos, you're Chayav by Noef and Noefes, Bia Kedarka and Bia Shalo Kedarka. So the Gemara says, Ein Machzir no so. So you see an unbelievable thing. Bezin can mamish make a mistake in an offer of halacha and they let the guy go. Done. Ein Machzir no so.
How could Bezin Smuchim make a mistake? He's a Smuchim.
You gotta learn Horius. Horius, they said, they're Matir Chelev.
And you have the whole portion of the Torah.
Right.
Our hell of the Shul Tzibur. I mean, you know, what's that all about?
Yeah. They didn't have books. You know. Everything had to be memorized. Don't forget that.
They revoked the smichi, you think, huh?
No emails, no nothing.
No database, yeah.
No, what do you call it? Internet. I don't know how they. Everything went.
So it's interesting. I just want to say, Lezakos, Mamash the Bezin could have let the guy off by making a clear mistake in halacha. Nevertheless, Ein Machzir no so. So don't be so alarmed that they're adding a non-samach. They might make a mistake and the guy goes, oh, you let him go. It's a fascinating idea.
Double jeopardy.
What?
Double jeopardy.
Okay, let's look at Isvav. Again, it has nothing to do with Rove, really, but it's talking about the procedures in Beis Din. Ushapachsin bizchus bedin nefashos. V'in estalek ha-poseach b'kach mikas ha-mechayevis. So this is like Shai said, it doesn't make sense. Dover zeh in lo perish klal. Deposchim bizchus ha-kavona k'moshe k'savim l'el. Penu damrinan le im lo katalto lo tidcho. Im kein tomid kol ha-Beis Din omer lo kein. Vech nestalek mikas ha-mechayevis. Da acher zeh nosen v'noten bedin. Via kavana mishalim etzchus enu chayzu l'chayva im kein nestalek mikas ha-mechayevis. Hakfar kasavnu l'el. The begamar din chozer malamid chayva. Ve'eno mistalek klal. Bufrat she'en loshen harav mechaber sovo per zeh. U'bavadai toz hamatik hu kan. A toz soifer. Because otherwise it doesn't make any sense, because Beferish Gemara says poschin bizchus, the first argument must be an argument to be mezakeh, to acquit. So they go around Bez and they say anyone have an argument to acquit, that guy starts with his argument to acquit. So the Gemara then says that during Maso Maton he can't give an argument lachoiv, but when they come the next day to give a vote, the guy can vote to be mechayev. At the end of the day, Begmar Din, the Gemara says Beferish, I can change and go ahead and be Mechayev. So what in the world is the Chinuch talking about? He says, Ushapozchim bizchus b'din nefashos v'dim istalek haposeach b'kach mikasa mechayeves. What could that mean? It's against the Beferish of Gemara, who says even the one who's poseach bizchus, at the end of the day, Begmar Din, can give a final vote lachov to be Mechayev. So it's interesting, he just says it's a total cipher. So I'm just looking at the footnote if there's any other way. Rei Baharas Lechinuch. What does he say in Harachas?
He says that it just means that, of course, there can be changes when later go to Chodah. But the first one has to open up with an argument for Skos. And then he starts, he says, okay, I have a Skos. And then when he starts speaking, he says, no, I don't have it anymore. Then he has to just be quiet. He can't continue talking. He gets somebody else.
Each person, that's right. He always has to start with schus. No, he doesn't believe in schus.
In other words, the person who starts the argument must start with schus.
So you have to ask him first, what's your opinion?
We're talking about being nice and massive matan.
Massive matan.
Massive matan must start with an argument.
Every single person has to start with
schus. No. Whoever starts the argument.
So you have to ask him, are you for the schus?
Yeah, you go around and you say, does anyone have an argument to be mezakeh?
And he raises his hand.
And the guy raises his hand, he's the one who starts.
And then once he starts, you can't say anything any further.
Right, until Gemar Din, you can change your opinion.
And the concept that you start with the Kotlin, that's also in Gemara Din, that's in the final vote?
No, I'm not sure.
Because I didn't drive that with you post on the schuss. If the junior guy wants to go lechay,
right. Because then post him outside, right? We say post him outside. And you have to start with the...
So you start him outside and you ask him, are you Luskos? And he says no.
And you have to
and you go to the next guy. That's what you do.
Is that what you do?
Yeah. And you find somebody. Maybe.
I'm not sure. You know, all these procedures, I'm not 100% sure. You could learn Sanhedrin like 4 or 5 times and not the other procedures, right?
It's not this clause which is problematic. You can answer it like that. It's the previous one where it says, Shevedina Nefashos Havalamdu Skos Ein Chazim Malamdu Chodah. That's just not true.
Mm-hmm.
But the market, you can be Malamdu Chodah.
No. That's it. It's over. You're voting. So,
the problem he has with the problem he has with the Russian. During Maso Matan. During Maso Matan. The problem is, he says that whoever starts with the Zchus Nistalik Mikasa Mechayevis, which is not true.
Right.
He has not removed himself from convicting.
It's so illogical. You know, if I start making an argument for Zchus, I can't change my mind and say, oh, I was wronged and I understand that it's a chovo, but I have to be quiet and just change my vote without any explanation.
I understand that.
Why should that be? Because if I always find between Malamud's close, you can say, you're going to change your vote to chovo, explain why.
Because you're not just
the same.
Because we don't want everything to be kipped in favor of Zechus, evidently, correct?
But we do let him change his vote for Chag.
The vote, we allow him.
So don't let him change your vote for Chag unless you explain why you changed it for Chag. Or if you have to keep to your Zechus. That would be being mocked in his
Zechus. No, but the problem is if he has now a good argument in Lechov, he'll sway some other people. We don't want that. We want everything thrown out in front of Bezdin, correct? That will lead to Zechus. Which is such a fascinating idea, this Zechus idea.
You know, I think I understand a little
bit. Well,
person's instinct, he's not just discussing. He's actually forming an opinion whether the person's high up as high, and he's giving his reasons. He's actually stating his opinion in that case. So they believe that his initial opinion is correct until somebody else can persuade him differently.
By the way, if you look at the mitzvah before this mitzvah, there's a mitzvah. Someone is a mitzvah in the Torah that someone who is melamed zechus can now not be melamed chayva.
Well, I'm saying he's not an advocate. He's a judge who's giving his opinion. And then in the end, when he hears all the opinions, he could change his mind. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Well, it makes sense psychologically, right? The guy that's Malam Chavis, all of a sudden, people see that he's Malam Chavis. Oh my God, even the guy who was trying to be Malam Chavis
He weighed everything. At that point, he already weighed everything. If he was a single judge, he would have an opinion, he'd be expressing his opinion. But it's going to go according to a vote.
But Gemar Din, Chozer Malam Chavis.
I could actually visualize not being able to change your mind anymore at all. It's just like in several different opinions.
Well, then there's no point of a discussion, right? I mean, that's...
No. That's why you start from the outside. That's why you start from the outside, because...
So these are dinner lozakais. It's unbelievable. They mamish know, like in the case where they made a mistake... But they said, Biyash lo kadarkas patur. The guy left, they know that their din was sheker, and they have no ability to overturn it, correct? It's fascinating. They add non-smuchim, they do everything in order to be mezakeh. Mm-hmm. Venira pashat, let's look at the next eyes. Venira pashat, the kamo de gabi yisroel bedine isr v'heter. Dein tzorich rak echad, umikom akom imuchulokim havle sveka doraisa, vazlinim basa ruva. Hachinam b'ben noyach. After neharak b'dayin echad mikol makom im shnayim mechulakim echad omer zakev echad omer chayev ein horgan osom misafik v'safik nefashas etzel ben noyach gam kem l'kula v'ein horgan misafik. It's a very interesting question. On a bezdin for ben noyach, do you go after rov or not? So in other words, by a bezdin by ben noyach, the halacha is really B'dayin echad, right? B'eid echad. You don't need the same requirements. So, for instance, there's a Ben Noach commits gzela, where he gets chayv misa. They bring him in front of a bezdin, and the bezdin is dayin echad you could use. But let's say they bring him to the nearest bezdin, and there are three dayanim sitting there. The three dayanim can be done. Dinin of Fashos for the Ben Noach. What happens if there's not Ein Horgan, so Misafik, the Sargon of Fashos, Ezel Ben Noach, Gam Kain Lakul of Ein Horgan Misafik? Meaning, what happens by Ben Noach? Echer Omer Zakev, Echer Omer Chayev.
Meaning it's a Bezit of two now.
Ein Horgan, right. Ein Horgan also Misafik. The Safik and the Fashos, Ezel Ben Noach, Gam Kain Lakul of Ein Horgan Misafik. That's like he takes the Dover Parshat, you should know. And you will not kill a Ben Noach with one versus one. Now, what would be the Havmir you would kill him for one versus one? Why in the world would I kill him if it's one versus one? One says it's Chayv, the other says Zakai. So you have to come on to Safik Nefashos Lahakar by Ben Noach. Why in the world would I kill him? One versus one.
He might be a murderer.
So you might?
Yeah. You got rid of him.
Maybe you only need one.
It's a split judge.
Maybe you only need one judge.
It's like the Yabriskas say. It's Yemachmir in Tatzolos Nefashis of Kol Yisroel.
By the way, take a look at the footnote of Sorg Nefashis Eitzel Ben Noach Lakula Vein Horge Misofik. Kein Noctu Rishonim Vachroinim Sha'af Ben Noach Om Sofik Nefashis Lahakim. Right? But V'yesh Shekosim B'das HaKesef Mishnah Sheben Noach Neherag B'mokam Shei Sofik Im Nisraiv Miso Lefiza Av Kan Yishlom Shenerag Makmos HaSofik. So what's that Kesef Mishnah referring to? It's referring to a Rambam who speaks about B'nei Keturah. Says that you would not kill B'nei Noach who don't get Mila. Meaning if you hold B'nei Keturah are Chayev in Mila and they're not Mal themselves, they're over one of their mitzvahs. And by Ben Noach we say Azharasan Zui Misasan. So you might think that one of the B'nei Keturah, you go ahead and you give them Misa for not being Mal themselves. By the way, I'm just curious, is it true that do Muslims in our day and age get meal? I'm just curious, do they?
They do it at 13.
I don't know why, I just want to know, do they do it? Is there a meal?
I think.
Yeah?
I think the women also.
So there's a famous Shagas Aryeh that discusses whether B'nai Keturah B'zmanazeh are Chayev in Mila. Because there's a whole question of Sancher of people, Sa'umais, and who's B'nai Keturah, and can anyone really identify themselves as B'nai Keturah? Like the Arabs, any Arabs, all those, is ISIS B'nai Keturah? I don't know. So no one knows whether anyone is B'nai Keturah. So the Rambam says, and you don't go ahead and kill them, B'nai Keturah, because you wouldn't kill based on the fact it's a mitzvah saseh. You would not go ahead and kill them based on the fact that it's a mitzvah saseh. So the Kesef Mishnah says, why do I need that? Say it's a suffix. That B'nai, we don't know who B'nai Keturah are. So the Kesef Mishnah says, perhaps I will kill Ben Noach even based on a suffix. So that's an interesting question. Can you kill Ben Noach based on a suffix? Which is interesting because the Rambam Shita is suffix the Reis L'Chumra is only Midrabanan. So would you go ahead and do that? If you had somebody who you caught and you're not sure, I don't know, let's suffix whether it's a Ben Noach or not. I don't know. Would you kill him even though you're not sure if he's a Ben Noach?
Conflict of Adam. That was just
what?
Two ways, and one age says yes, one age says no.
But that Kesef Mishnah is very, there's a Mishnah Melech there on that also. And that question of B'nai Keturah. Would you kill them? When we call Shekain, the Minchas Chinuch says, Iika Rov Mazakin Bavada Eno Neharab. Says the Dover Parshat, if most people go ahead and say that he's Potter, he's Zakai. For sure you're Mazaki him. Ach Ika Lisfuke. Efshar Dafilo Rov Mechayvim. Possibly, even, he wants to say, maybe even if Rov Mechayvim, two say Chayev and one says Zakai Ben Noach. Loaz Linam Basar Ruba. Dai Krod Acher Rabin Bisro Ksiv. For Kavan the Ika Tsas Mazakim. Havile Sofek Pikoch Nefesh. Ach be'emes ein svara klal b'lo hatam d'mi ika mita d'Yisrael lo mechayev ben Noach mechayev d'ein svara d'yen nefesh ben Noach chomer mi nefesh Yisrael d'lo yen erag al piroev. So would you say mi ika mita in this case? I was wondering, is a general halach of mi ika mita, where do we find mi ika mita? Is there something that the Torah would say that ben Noach is more chomer, ben Noach is more chomer than Yisrael?
Abortion.
What? Abortion is one case. Mi ikamide. Another case is by the case of Gershon Isgayer. Cannot say actually different Gershon Isgayer. Got in Shnol Adami. Gemara and Yevamos Chof is different. Sorry, that actually is another case. That's a case of two Gerim Isgayer, a man and his sister are Megayer. Now technically Gershon Isgayer can cut in Shnol Adami. They could marry each other. So the Gemara says they can't marry each other based on a din of. Not Mik Idi. Shalom Yomru, they went from Kedusha, Chamura to Kala. That's actually a different Sfara. But would you say me, I'm just curious, would you say me Ikamidi in this case? The classical case is, like we said, abortion. The government Sanhedrin, I think Nunhei, says that there is no Isser, there is no Chiv Misa of abortion by Yisrael, but there is by Goyim. The famous Maharsha there, by the way, on that Gemara in Sanhedrin, I think it's Nun Hei, says that's why Paro the Lamdin. By the way, they've made Paro the biggest Lamdin ever. You know that? Mm-hmm. Parshas Drachim, everyone's Paro the Lamdin. He said, look, if we Goyim go ahead and kill the babies, then we will be Chayiv Misa. But if Jews go ahead and kill babies, they won't be Chayiv Misa.
Is that an exception to the rule of
Meir Tamidah? No, that's the Din Doraisa. In other words, there's an actual pasuk that says by Noach. It says, I forgot the exact lashon, but the Gemara in Sanhedrin says, what's the pasuk there in Noach? Aches dam. That's what? Nefesh Adam be Adam. No.
So
me ikam midei. At the end of the day, Tosfos there, I think the Gemara, I don't think brings it in there. Tosfos says you should know.
Adam dama yishafet. It's a chiasmus.
Adam be Adam. Adam be Adam.
It's exact reverse mirror image, and that's called a chiasmus.
It's called a what?
Chiasmus. Called the chiasmus in X.
Spell it.
Yeah, how do you spell chiasmus?
C-H-I-A-S-M-I-S.
It's a medical term, also chiasmus.
And what's the reason really that tells you that there can't be something that is wrong, is not Makai, but no, it is?
Right. So meaning we'll use that to be Machmer on a we need that to be Machmer on Yisrael. Right?
By abortion, you don't do that.
What?
By abortion, you don't do that. Yisrael
is
not
Mechuy
of abortion.
He's not
Mechuy
of Misa. See, you have to look at Tosfos there. Tosfos discusses this issue. You have to look at Tosfos why that's the case. Tosfos says, why is that so? There's a Tosfos there. Famous Tosfos. Tosfos Rosh over there. Anyway, he wants to say Mika Midi over here for what? By Ben Noach, right? Then what? That 2:1, can 2:1 go ahead and condemn a Ben Noach? So we said that 2:1 works by, right? 2:1.
Two Zakai. One Chayiv.
Sorry, 2 Zakai and 1 Chayiv.
Yes.
You have 2 Zakai and 1 Chayiv. Do you let the Ben Noach off with 2 Zakai and 1 Chayiv? So he wants to say maybe not. Maybe by the Ben Noach we would say what?
But it's not a suffix. That's not even a suffix. You mean it's not Achrei Rab Lahatos, not also a svara?
Meaning, he says Achrei Rab Lahatos is
it's a halacha by Yisrael, but it's also a svara.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, you still have to have a din. You have to din, less din, less time, you know what I mean?
By the way, it's a question, is Rav a svara, by the way? It's an interesting question. Is Rav a svara? If the Torah would not have written Achrei Rab Lahatos, is it a svara?
I think so.
So it's interesting. Tosfos in Chulin, Yid Alpha and Alpha, asks a very interesting question.
It's not a beer or legume, but it's...
So that's very interesting. Tosfos asked this question. Yeah. Tosfos asked this question. He says like this. The Gemara in Yechulin says first, how do I know Chazaka? How do I know the concept of Chazaka? So Chazaka is learned out from, by Tzaras, correct? The Kohen goes away and he sees the house in a certain state. Comes back in a week and he sees that the state of the house, the Nega has not gone ahead and has not moved, has not expanded. So he says, okay, it's Tahar, or whatever. Now go ahead to the next procedure. So Gemara says, how does he know that in the week it didn't expand and then contract? So evidently we see from here there's a concept of Chazakah. The Kohen can assume that it was in the state that he left it until he was proven otherwise. So the Gemara says, Chazakah I know. How do I know Rov? So Tosfos asks, what do you mean? There's a general klal throughout Shas. Ruba v'chazakah, Ruba adif. So if I know that, then once I learn Chazakah, shouldn't I know Rov by Svara? Right? So Tosfos, he doesn't give such a clear answer. So all Achronim, Reb Chaim, other people say, what's Pshat in Tosfos? Pshat in Tosfos might be Rov I would know as a Hanhaga. Meaning Rov I would know even without a Pasuk. Because once I know Chazakah, mi Svara I would learn Rov. Because Ruba Chazakah, Ruba Adif. But to learn that Rov is a Mevarer, right, like we said by, for instance, by moms and other things, Rov is, that I would not know, I need a Pasuk. So the question is, what does the pasuk teach me? So it appears the Minchas Chinuch is saying, 2 verses 1, I wouldn't even know if it wasn't for the pasuk, which is an interesting question. Would I know 2 verses 1 or not? Ach ika l'sfuke, he says. Efshad afilo rov mechayvin loazlin basaruba. Even if rov mechayvin my benoch, perhaps I would not go after the rov. Dai kro dacher rav mahatos bisroksiv. V'kevin diva ketsas mezakim, havile sofik nefashos, b'sofik b'kuch nefesh. Ach b'emes ein sfor klal.
What's it called? A kalachomer in that case? That goes to a guy. Kalachomer goes to a guy.
The mi'i kamid Yisrael lo mechayv benoich mechayv.
We don't care about his office the same as we care about his office.
So let's see how he's doing. What?
After the Torah tells Acher Ram Lantus, you have to understand that the Torah is saying it for Biru, right?
Well, that's what I just mentioned. That's what I just mentioned. That's the way they answer that Tysus, right? Rabbi Chana answers that Tysus like that. Tysus says, why do I need a pasuk for Rav? I'll learn from a Svara. Once I have Chazak, I'll say Ruba Chazak, Ruba Adif. So he says, fine, you'd learn Rav that could be like Chazaka, meaning that Chazaka is not a Mevarer. Chazaka doesn't tell you for sure it didn't expand and contract. Chazaka is telling you, you act in this way. Therefore, a Rav of Anhaga, a Rav to teach me how to act, how to procedure, that I would know Misvara. What I don't know Misvara is that Rav is a Mevarer and a Machria.
Once you say that, then it certainly should apply to a guy.
It should have, well, so this case should apply, right? It's procedure.
For sure.
Right.
Right? It's a kavachomer from a Jew. If it's a beer for a Jew, certainly a beer for a goy.
But it's only a beer from the pasuk. Acher Rav Mahatos. Right. Maybe. In other words, by a guy, in other words, I should, this robe should work. Even though I don't have Acher Rav Mahatos, it should still work, we're saying. Because maybe the whole reason for the pasuk Acher Rav Mahatos, teach me by a Jew, it's a mavara and a machria, not just an anhaga. But perhaps on Hanhaga I would learn Mitzvara. By the way, is there a concept of Chazaka by Ben Noyach? I don't know. Is there a concept of Chazaka by Ben Noyach? I don't know. I have to think of a case by Ben Noyach.
To be in the Chayiv, then for sure. Again, it's a Kavu Chayma.
So he's saying for sure a Ben Noyach I would have to go ahead and what? I would have to go ahead and be Mechayev a Ben Noyach. It's interesting, he wants to be Mechayev the Ben Noyach Misa because of Mi'i Kamidi, right? Now it's inconceivable that by a Jew 2 verses 1 would work, correct? But by a Goy it would not work. By the way, 2 verses 1 does not work by a Jew, correct?
To be Mitzaka, to be Mechayev.
No, mi ikamidi di Yisrael lo Mechayev, u ben noich Mechayev.
If a Jew is Chayev, so certainly a guy is Chayev, or if a guy is part of certainly.
He doesn't mean Jew.
If a Jew is Chayev, certainly a guy is Chayev, right?
He means that a
word. That's what mi ikamidi means?
He says the ein svara. Let's see the ein svara. The yeh nefesh ben Noach chomer mi nefesh Yisrael. The lo yeh nerag al pi roiv.
So if a Jew gets killed, a guy certainly gets killed in that circumstance.
But a Jew does not get killed with a majority of one, correct?
Right. That's a special derech
kasam. Right.
But the concept of the plural.
In other words, the reason that I would acquit the guy. 2 mechayev and 1 is maybe I don't use a rov to convict a guy. So it's, you can't do that because he says if a Jew is convicted with a rov, right? Mi ikamidi, how in the world could I go ahead and what? Convict a Jew with a rov and acquit a guy with a rov, correct?
So it's as far as mi ikamidi, so it shouldn't be any better than a Jew. So he should require 2.
No, because that's a special terms because it's only by Jews.
No, but it's me comedi. You're learning from me comedi.
Me comedi says that that in principle, a guy is can't be more chomer by a guy.
I didn't see it. Me comedi is a special halacha.
No, the same way we don't say midi to midi, but I need by going 23 to dinner of office. I just need one. I don't say midi to midi. How can I be, how can a Jew need 23 to be machai to dinner of office? I go only one?
No, that's to protect the Jew. That's why I need 23 to protect
them. Then you'll give
you don't have to protect the guy.
The special zeros of classes are all, of course, only by Jews.
It's very interesting. What's the mi'ika midi here? How does it work? How can there be a case where I would let a guy off the hook but be mechayev of a Jew? That's what it is, correct? Right. It's inconceivable that I let a guy off the hook. Why is it so inconceivable? Is that the normal mi'ika midi? That's not normally the case, correct? Mi'ika midi is when more machmir normally. We can never have a case where a guy is held more culpable than a Jew, correct? Is that normally the case? But here we're saying, how could you have a case where a guy is given more leeway than a Jew? Why not? Why shouldn't a guy be given more leeway than a Jew? What's this for or not?
I'm telling you, it's a kalvachomer. Nobody's agreeing with me, but I'm saying it's a kalvachomer.
Now what?
A Jew's nefesh is very important. So if you're going to be machmir on a Jew to kill him, you said you're going to kill a guy.
Is that a mi'ika midi though?
That's not mi'ika, it's a kalvachomer. That's a kalvachomer. Mi'ika midi is the opposite way.
So that seems what he seems to be saying now. The ein svara. The ein svara, the nefesh ben Noach. Chomer mi nefesh Yisrael de lo yenerag al pirov. You see that? That seems to be more your svara, correct?
Right.
That's a svara that you're never going to give Ben Noach more leeway and care about his life more than a Jew's life, correct? That seems to be the svara, which is a little different than the classical case of mi'ika midi.
More like Yisur mi'ika midi. It's more like a Yisur. Something that's an usur to a guy, it can't be that to a
Let's just finish these next few lines. Finish the paragraph. Ach b'emes b'Yisrael tzorach lios bezdin smuchim. Im kein rov shelo choshev. You hear that? Meaning that maybe a Jew is different. Maybe a Jew, you will say that his rov you can go after. Because by definition, in order to convict a Jew, you need a rov choshev. Because you need smuchim. Av ben noach donim behedyotos. V'Yisrael eino neharag al pi dayanim ke'ilu. Can efshad lo azlinim basuruba. Achbem is dover zeh gabe dayonim dazlinim basuruba. Humitzar hasfara. The rubam notim ela emes. Ayen bu'unim v'tumim mashikosu b'daz atayis bel v'kama. We'll do that next time. In ken gabe ben noyach nami donin achar harov l'chiyuv. V'efshalom ragam ken da'afilu be'echad yoser l'chiyuv azlinim basrei. Yibisroel gozor akosuf dein echad machriya l'chov. Okay. Tzarchion, he's not sure. It's a very interesting question. Not really halach l'mais in our day and age, correct? But whenever a bezdin sat for Dinei Ben Noach, which you have a lot in the rabbinic literature on Bereshis, that happens a lot, correct? Shechem and Yosef and all this, they're all sitting in a bezdin. So do you need? Can you be Mechayev Ben Noach al pi roiv? Which is interesting. Rov, he assumes a davar pashut. Rov does not apply to a ben noach. So let me ask you a question. Would Aver min hachai be batel barov? Right? There's an Aver min hachai. One chatecha Aver min hachai and two chatechas of non-Aver min hachai. Would you say that the guy could eat them? Whatever the Rashba and Rush argue. All three of them at once, one after the other. Would a guy be able to...
That's really mi'ika midi.
Yeah, mi'ika midi. That would be a classic case of mi'ika midi. How can you say that by a Jew would be mutter and by a Jew would be chayv? Mi'ika midi. That's a real mi'ika midi, right?
That's a real mi'ika midi.
I'm asking you, before mi'ika midi, for instance, would you, l'chara, you would not have said mi'ika midi before the Torah was given, correct? I don't know, it's an interesting question. Would you have said mi'ika midi in the time of the Avos? Because the Avos, what? Avos were Mekayim Kol Torah Kula or not? I don't know, I'm just curious. Mi'ika midi. But at a time, let's say, where mi'ika midi would have not, assume mi'ika midi would have not have applied before Matan Torah. Let's just assume that. Would you still say that a Ben Noach could go after Rov or not? Now, there was this idea of Rov as a Hanhaga. We said might be a Sfarah. But it's only a Sfarah if I know Chazaka. Now, that's what Tosfos asked, right? Once I know Chazaka, for sure I'll know Rov based on the Svara, Ruba Chazaka, Ruba Adif.
No, but you, but the same svara, the Gemara says, how do we know Raif? So the Gemara says, if you shoot somebody, maybe he had a hole there already, right? That svara applies to a guy also. You would never be able to kill a guy. You can't go according to Raif. So you're going to say it's only L'chayev, but not L'zuch? You know, the same svara applies. Clearly, by Ben Arfosa.
Well, Chor, it has to apply, right?
Yeah.
Because the Shesha Rias by a guy involves, right? Brothers and sisters, etc. How do you know the brother? Yeah, right, most have Rov Bills, Ola Chakarabah, right?
Same right.
Same right, interesting.
That's as far, right? It's as far. After the entire setup, it's altered exactly the parameters.
So that's my question I'm leaving you with.
Thank you for joining us at benstorah.com.